I'm Ricky Bevington for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Hundreds of African Americans met in downtown Atlanta today for the first annual State of Black Health Conference. GPB's Ross Terrell was there, and he joins me to talk about some of the main issues that were highlighted on day one. Hi, Ross.
Hi, Ricky.
So the word health encompasses a lot, not just physical health. Was there a specific issue touched on that people might not think of when it comes to the African American community?
Well, one of the things that jumped out to me when you talk about health and black people is the use of tobacco. I spoke with a guy named Kwesi Wilkerson. He traveled here from Oakland, California, and he's a part of the African American Tobacco Control Leadership Council. He called tobacco a public health issue, which most of us identify it as, but he called it something else.
It's also a social justice issue when you incorporate the ways that black people specifically have been targeted as early as the 50s and 60s. This is some of the first ways that black models were given opportunities was being put on billboards and ads for the tobacco company. So it's like our lack of opportunity was used against us to promote something that was killing us.
And statistics from the CDC do show that historically, blacks have been exposed to more advertising by tobacco companies than whites. There is also a pattern of more tobacco retailers being in neighborhoods with more minorities.
So, Ross, what are some of the efforts that were highlighted that people are doing to stop tobacco from entering their neighborhoods?
Well, I talked with some young high school students who were in town from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're part of a group in their state called Wisconsin Wins. And Kayla McPike, she told me something that they're doing.
We go out and we try and buy the tobacco products, and then they get fined. So it's helping them to stop selling to minors and realizing it's not okay.
And by they, she means the retailers. She was wearing a name tag that said, "Hello, my name is $691," and that's how much the fines can cost to these retailers if they are caught selling products to minors.
So what about mental health issues? Was there any discussion of those today?
Yes, there were some discussions, specifically in how to start that conversation within the black community. Tina Mensah-Quow, she works with the CDC, and she brought up making mental health a business issue.
We see that a lot of other illnesses that affect the black population are more funded. However, when it comes to mental health, there's a challenge in terms of measuring it, actually seeing it happen, and talking about it. We know it's a taboo topic, specifically in the African American population. That's why I think it's important to start speaking about it more. Mental health is just like physical health.
The top three leading causes of death physically in the black community are heart disease, cancer, and strokes. But a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows that suicide rates among black children have actually increased, while the rate among white children has decreased.
Ugh, that's heartbreaking, Ross. So as we mentioned from the start, health does encompass a number of topics. So to wrap up, what would you say were topics that breached the surface that people may not associate with traditional health?
Well, it caught me by surprise to hear so much emphasis on voting rights. Many of the panelists and audience members tied together how voting could help with these other issues, such as voting in people who don't take money from the tobacco industry when campaigning, or showing up to the city council meetings not just for the sake of it, but asking and pushing for programs that use government funding for mental health.
GPB's Ross Terrell talking about the first annual State of Black Health Conference happening this week in Atlanta. Ross, thanks so much.
Thank you.